Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Noah Lane, and let me tell you, we are diving deep into some juicy stuff today. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's whispering sweet nothings in your ear, tempting you to scroll just one more time. We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that understanding your screen time triggers is the first step to breaking free from that addictive cycle and reclaiming your precious time? That's what we're tackling today. Because let's face it, knowing why we get sucked into our phones in the first place is half the battle, right? Once we identify those sneaky triggers, we can start turning things around. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a screen time ninja. 1. Boredom Buster. That's right, folks, boredom is often the biggest culprit. We reach for our phones out of sheer habit when we have nothing else to do. So, how do we combat this? Fill your life with exciting things. Pursue hobbies, connect with friends in person, learn a new skill, anything that keeps you engaged and feeling fulfilled. 2. The fear of missing out, FOMO. Social media can be a breeding ground for FOMO. We see everyone else's highlight reels and start to feel like we're not measuring up. But remember, social media is curated. It's rarely an accurate reflection of reality. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your wins, big or small. 3. Stress reliever. Let's be honest, scrolling through social media can temporarily numb the stress and anxieties of life. But it's a temporary fix. In the long run, it doesn't actually solve any problems. Instead, try healthier coping mechanisms like exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature. 4. Habitual scrolling. We've all fallen into the trap of mindless scrolling. You know that feeling when you start looking at your phone and suddenly an hour has gone by? That's habitual scrolling taking over. Break free from it. Set designated times for checking social media and stick to them. 5. The need for validation. Ever scroll through comments or like seeking validation? We can all get caught up in the need for approval, but remember, true fulfillment comes from within. Focus on building your self-esteem through your own accomplishments and passions, not external validation. Think about that last time you found yourself scrolling endlessly. What were you feeling? Bored? Stressed? Maybe even a little lonely? Once you can identify that emotion, you've unlocked a powerful tool to break the cycle. You can start choosing healthier ways to cope with those feelings instead of reaching for your phone as a crutch. Remember that time you waited in line at the coffee shop and found yourself scrolling endlessly through Instagram? You probably felt restless and bored, right? The caffeine wasn't kicking in yet, and your brain was craving stimulation. So you reached for your phone out of habit. But what if, instead of doom scrolling, you used that time to do something more meaningful? Maybe people watch, strike up a conversation with the person next to you, or simply enjoy the moment. You'd be surprised how much more fulfilling those moments can feel. Alright, beautiful souls, let's recap our key takeaways. Boredom is often the biggest trigger for screen time. Find alternative activities that keep you engaged and fulfilled. FOMO can lead us down a rabbit hole of social comparison. Remember that social media isn't real life. Focus on your own journey. Stress relief through scrolling is temporary. Explore healthier coping mechanisms like exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature. Habitual scrolling can sneak up on you. Set designated times for checking your phone and stick to them. True validation comes from within, not external sources. Build your self-esteem through your own accomplishments and passions. Now, go out there and take control of your screen time. Identify those triggers, choose healthier alternatives, and reclaim your precious time. Remember, you are the boss of your phone, not the other way around. And if this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Join me tomorrow for another dose of screen-busting wisdom. Until then, stay awesome, and remember your life is waiting for you beyond that screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.